The whole world is looking at this tragedy in Japan and how it could affect us here on the West Coast of the United States and in other regions as well, too. It's obvious. It's not as safe as they led us to believe.
Well, I'm of two minds on this. Now, first of all, I am in agreement that governments do cover up and governments manipulate. And it's the manipulation done at the expense of citizens that live under that government.
Yeah.
And I believe this happens all over the world. I mean, the United States is particularly pernicious when it comes to this. However, when it comes to nuclear safety and nuclear crisis situations like the one we're in right now, the one that Japan is dealing with, over history, there has been great media distortions in terms of what is really happening and in terms of the long-term effects of the radiation. Now, when it comes to the situation in Japan, from my understanding up to this point, the situation is not as bad as the media is letting on. Now, of course, it is a tragedy, and any life lost or anyone who gets cancer as a result of this is tragic in and of itself. But in terms of the absolute numbers of the collateral damage done to human life, it's essentially a lot better, or rosier, I should say, than the sky is falling mentality that the media does tend to paint. And I've just been scanning the web here for real-time updates, and 9 out of 10 articles paint a very negative picture about what's going on in Japan. On occasion, I do see, for instance, a voice of reason, such as Donald Olander. He's a professor emeritus of nuclear engineering at my alma mater, the UC Berkeley. And he was saying that he believes Japanese government officials are being rightly cautious in this situation. They don't want to stir panic, but they are being properly cautious. And he did say that the heavily elevated levels of radiation around the nuclear plant, while harmful to health as these levels did spike due to the fire and the explosion, are unlikely a long-term health hazard because these levels will drop. And Japan's Idano did say that the white smoke that is being seen at the moment is likely non-radioactive vapor, and that the radiation, by my count here, the radiation fell at 10:54 a.m., that's Japan time, which is just a few hours ago, so that there was no need to widen the evacuation area.
Well, you know, today the workers fled the plant for their own safety. You, of course, you're aware of the old story from John Fuller about we almost lost Detroit when the Fermi plant almost had a problem. We've had a three mile island disaster in Pennsylvania, Chernobyl. I'm not saying nuclear power is bad, Chris. I just don't know if they've designed these plants the right way.
Well, in terms of the, let's take Three Mile Island, for instance. I'd like to say, just before I preempt that, with the saying there's nothing to fear but fear itself, does hold true in the case of Three Mile Island, what they call a disaster. I remember growing up and hearing all kinds of accounts of it. But as I studied what really happened in Three Mile Island, there was no collateral damage. The radioactive material was contained within its containment vessel with no harm to anybody. So there was no radiation leak because the thick concrete armor around the reactor did hold. And so I found that the media greatly exaggerated the effects of Three Mile Island. Now, Chernobyl reactor, on the other hand, they had no shell and was also operation. They had a number of chain reaction problems when the disaster struck. So they had a far greater problem and released a substantial amount of radioactivity into the atmosphere. Now, I just wanted to put the situation, what's going on in Japan, in perspective. The average amount of radiation, if you go back to Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the average amount that victims were exposed to in the increased risk of, say, dying from lung cancer. Now, I'm not talking about the people who were at ground zero, but I'm talking about the survivors and the years that ensued after the bombings. The survivors' incident of lung cancer increased by about 40%. Now, that can be compared to, say, someone who smokes a pack of cigarettes a day. They're increasing their risk of dying of lung cancer by about 400%, or 10 to 1. And as it turns out, radiation is actually a weaker carcinogen compared to other carcinogens, such as phenols, nitrites, basic preservatives, a lot of the chemicals that we are surrounded by that are belched out by, say, coal plants, fossil fuels, are far, on balance, greater damage, cause greater collateral damage to human beings. But unfortunately, the fear of radiation is the strongest. And as soon as we hear the words nuclear contamination, our brains go on red alert. We think of mushroom clouds, radiation burn victims, and cancer.